has not found the Lord very well at all. Only 24% of them profess a born-again experience, compared to just over 40% of baby boomers who say they have some kind of an experience with the Lord. Now, this becomes crucial when you think in these terms. The youngest baby buster, or Generation X person, will be 16 years old in 1997. That's based on birth years of 1961 to 1981 for this generation. This leaves just 2 years to complete the primary evangelization of this generation if you go along with the common approach to thinking that says that 7 out of 10 Christians are converted by their 18th birthday. In other words, the window of opportunity is fast shutting for the majority of Generation X. And yet, as you think in terms of revival, you know that those rules of thumb are always pushed aside as God does something new and something fresh and something unusual in any generation. There is room for hope. There's room for the kind of hope that comes when a church will experience revival all by itself in spite of whatever else is going on in the culture around. No matter how dead the church has ever become, there have always been little pockets of revival. There have been pastors and leaders who've picked up the charge in their own community and said, we don't have to live like the rest of the people. Our church doesn't have to fit the trend that's there. We're going to do something exciting. We're going to see the grace of God in our community in our lifetime. And so we don't need to be bound by statistics, and yet the statistics do need to say to us that this generation hasn't heard the gospel as well as they should. They haven't embraced the Lord as well as they should. And if we look at it in conventional terms, the window is shutting. It's time for action on our part. As we think along these things, a surprising glimmer of light showed up in a recent survey, which discovered that baby busters show a much more favorable attitude toward churches than do all other adults. Since the mid-1980s, American culture seems to have turned its back on the church. People sneer when they think of churches or they talk about pastors. There's a question of integrity of leadership in so many people's minds and so much of the media. And yet, 84% of Generation X, when interviewed, scored churches as doing very well. In other words, doing very well at the things that they're called to do, doing very well in terms of integrity toward their mission. These people think much more highly of the church than do all other adults. In the same survey, adults from the baby boom generation and those older than them rated the church much more low in their esteem than the Generation X people. 69% of all other adults thought the church was doing well at all, compared to 84%.